Welcome to Evolving Forward, the Adaptive Roadmap podcast, where we explore how leaders, teams, and organizations thrive through change. Today's episode, Annual Strategic Planning is Dead, and that might be the best news your business could hear.
Annual strategic planning is dead? That's quite a statement. Why do you say that might actually be good news?
Because traditional planning cycles are too slow for the pace of change we face today. A new approach called ARC, short for Adaptive Roadmap Canvas, pronounced ARC, replaces the annual offsite with a 4-hour quarterly reset known as the Future Check.
4 hours for strategy? That sounds ambitious. How can something that important fit into such a short session?
That's what makes ARC so powerful. It doesn't compress strategy. It changes its rhythm. Instead of an annual event, it becomes a quarterly practice, using what we call the five-finger flow. 5 connected modules that make strategy adaptive, not static.
All right, walk me through those 5 fingers.
It starts with a 7-minute quick test, a fast diagnostic that maps each team's readiness for change and clarity in action. Teams appear as a 1 of 4 archetypes: hawks, high readiness and clarity; elephants, ready but unclear; caterpillars, clear but unready; and turtles, low on both. It's a simple snapshot of where a team stands, a baseline for measurable improvement. The quick test results feed into the Adaptive Roadmap Matrix, or ARM, ARC's analytical layer that calculates an adaptability score using the formula A equals R divided by C.
Wait, what do R and C stand for?
Good question. R represents readiness, the energy, purpose alignment, and openness to learning. C stands for clarity, structure, focus, and shared understanding. Both are captured through the quick test and then reflected again in the learning loop at the end of the session. That ratio, A equals R divided by C, shows how effectively a team turns purpose and energy into focused action. Next comes the TAOS table, which connects internal strengths and weaknesses with external opportunities and threats. It's like SWOT analysis, but alive and directional. Then comes the direction grid, which connects vision with clear goals, whether defined as OKRs, milestones, or focus areas. It helps teams translate purpose into direction and establish what progress truly looks like.
And that's followed by execution, I suppose?
Exactly. The action board translates those strategic themes into concrete next steps with clear ownership and priorities, so every insight turns into movement. Finally, the learning loop closes the circle. Teams pause to reflect. What worked? What surprised us? What do we change next? And the 7-minute quick test returns as a control tool, showing what has shifted. It makes learning and progress visible, quarter by quarter. Together, these modules form the Adaptive Roadmap Canvas, the full ARC framework that links vision, action, and learning in one continuous system.
So ARC is as much a learning system as a planning system.
Exactly. The goal isn't to have a perfect plan. It's to build a team that learns faster than the market changes.
And how does technology support all this?
Through the ARC Copilot, a digital facilitation assistant that supports every ARC session. It helps capture ideas quickly, refine wording, and document results, all within the ARC logic and structure. Between sessions, it keeps teams aligned, prompting reflection, surfacing blind spots, and preserving clarity. It's not a replacement for human facilitation. It's an accelerator for adaptability.
That's impressive. But who's actually using ARC right now?
It started in innovation-driven companies and scale-ups, but it's now used in transformation programs and even by labor organizations. The IG Metall Zukunftscheck, for instance, is built on ARC principles and helps thousands of firms assess their future readiness. But one of the most powerful validations came from Joe W. Foster, co-founder of Reebok, the man behind one of the most successful brand transformations in business history. Foster wrote the foreword and 2 case studies for the ARC playbook, saying that ARC doesn't just describe change, it lets you see it. He recognized in ARC the same adaptive principles that powered Reebok's rise: clarity of vision, courage to act, and continuous learning. What was once instinctive at Reebok is now visible, measurable, and teachable through ARC.
So the future check replaces the old annual strategy retreat?
Completely. Instead of producing a static plan that's outdated in 6 months, teams meet quarterly to recalibrate. The system scales across leadership teams, departments, even entire organizations, keeping direction clear and energy high.
And the bigger picture?
The bigger picture is cultural. ARC turns strategy into a conversation that never stops. Every quarter, teams pause, assess, act, learn, and adapt again. Over time, that rhythm changes the DNA of an organization. From reactive to responsive, from rigid to resilient. In a world where change is constant, the real competitive advantage isn't having the best plan. It's having the capacity to adapt. And that's exactly what ARC makes visible, measurable, and repeatable. You've been listening to Evolving Forward, the Adaptive Roadmap Podcast. The Adaptive Roadmap Canvas, ARC, transforms strategic planning from a one-off event into a continuous rhythm of direction, action, and learning. Powered by the five-finger flow, the Adaptive Roadmap Matrix, and the ARC Copilot, it helps organizations turn change into clarity and clarity into action one quarter at a time. To learn more about ARC and the Future Check, visit evolvingforward.com